Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Beautiful Monday in a Motor City. Good to have everybody with us. We got a loaded show for you, a little punch and counterpunch, Pistons edition, some U.S. Open discussion, and yes, I'll offer you a reason why, no, I'm not upset that the Tigers weren't involved with Rafael Devers, but we have a lot to do. Rico, what's going on?
Falling for that rake. Go ahead.
No. I know. I was going to say don't care and hit with a chair. You're right. All right, let's do this. So let's start with the U.S. Open. We'll get to the Pistons at 3 because I do think notice has been served in the East. But U.S. Open,
yeah.
I just have a question. I don't golf. I don't golf because I would look like Rory McIlroy, except I wouldn't have caught the club and it probably would have hit me in the nuts on the rebound. I would have been cursing. The U.S. Open looked like, and always looks like, no fun. The U.S. Open is intentionally difficult. The greens are like dance floors. The rough is like a jungle. I mean, there was quicksand on the course. What was that with Sam Burns? Look.
The one that got me was just like earlier in the week, the guys in a row with the lawnmower, the manual
the push mowers.
Like, why don't they just, Evan's like, they can't do regular lawnmowers. They have to do the push lawnmowers.
That's a golf thing.
That's
a nose in the air thing.
I know.
But here's my question for all of you, and hopefully a lot of the dads out there, maybe you got a round of golfing this weekend. Do you like seeing your pros look like Jeff Rieger? That's basically like I watch this, the U.S. Open, and I imagine, look, Rieger would shoot 200 on that course. I'm saying the pros not being able to break even, not being able to look like they're good at what they do, even though the only reason they're around even or a shot or two over is because they're the best in the world. Do you like seeing your pros look like schmoes?
No.
You don't?
I don't. Regardless of the sport, Mike, it's think of the basketball game where all of a sudden neither team can hit a shot or no one can make a free throw and you're looking at first team to 80 will win the game. That's a bad game. So no, there are certain levels that you just expect these golfers to be so elite. And yeah, when it's humbling, and I guess that course is a humbling course. It's supposed to make you look bad, and it did its job because, to me, aside from what the 64-foot putt, other than that, it was just like you want to see greatness because these are the best golfers in the world. So you want to see some things like, wow, okay, average person can't do this, not, you know, Jeff Rieger out there. Hey, buddy.
Well, that's what I want to know. Look, 248-539-9797. Look, we've had similar complaints, like here at DGC with the Rocket Classic. It's too easy. Guys are shooting 24 under. There's really not a lot of drama to that.
No challenge.
Everything's a bogey. I mean, everything's a birdie. This course, I don't know how you play it. I mean, I don't know how you play well on this, whether you read about it or whether you watched it. I mean, they manipulate the course to where, oh, yeah, you can hit it into the fairway. One problem. The ball's got a remote control for the jungle. You can put it on the green. Doesn't matter. It's going to roll off a cliff. That's before you get into the weather issues. I would like to know.
I mean, it just looks like a course that I guess you just want to. It sounds bad. You just want to play it safe. You just want to not do too much and just leave yourself the best chance and hope that everybody around you falls off a cliff.
How often, you know, this would be a question for the golfers, is how often do you play a course you know you're not good enough to play, but you play it anyways? See, I don't understand. I understand, well, it's a challenge.
I was about to say, it's the challenge factor.
A challenge is playing one-on-one against somebody who's pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a challenge if you take on Scottie Scheffler. That's not a challenge. It's a mercy killing. Mm-hmm. So I'm asking.
But the course is the person. The course is the challenge. I conquered this course.
You know, no one's conquering that.
I know. But so, you want to be that person that does it. And like, I broke even.
But David, you have a different opinion. See, Rico doesn't like seeing the pros humanized. You do. You feel like that makes it relatable somehow?
Yeah, I absolutely love it. I'm a person that does not play golf. And I wonder sometimes, should I get started? And then I watch the U.S. Open and it makes me feel, I should get started. Because I can do just what they're doing right there. We had Sam Burns yesterday who hit it in the rough, then hit it in the sand, then hit it back in the rough, couldn't get out. It was just bad, and he was so frustrated. I was like, I can do that. That makes me feel good. As someone that doesn't golf, I can do what he does. But in reality, you guys are right. They're there because they're professionals. That's why they're at even steel. That's why they're at plus one steel, because they're professionals. It just makes me feel good.
I get the understanding that it makes you feel good. It makes you feel relatable. But, David, it's just when you hit a certain level, I expect the best, and I want to see the best. I want to see things that the average person can't do. It's easy to see the things that people can do. That's, a step down. That's, minor league baseball. That's college hoops. That's, high school football type of thing. I want to see something that you're like, wow, that is it aspires you to try to be at that level and hope that one day you can be that.
Why would I want to see someone do a reverse dunk? And I'm unathletic. I can't do that. I want to see something that I can possibly do.
Then watch the
WNBA.
That's
what I can do with the U.S.
Open.
That's
why you like the WNBA.
Stop it.
248-539-9797. I want to hear about the U.S. Open a little bit. We'll get to the Pistons at 3. Do you appreciate what you watched where you go, look, these are the best in the world, and they're brought to their knees? Or is it the equivalent of a 3-0 football game in a monsoon? This is just not good. This is bad.
That Steelers-Lions game, where it was just like raining so bad. I think it ended up in a tie. Like, this was a waste of time.
David Early returns on the ticket text, if you would. And again, I'm fine with both sides of this. I don't think you're a ding-dong if you liked watching them duff it around the course because it made you feel like you. The difference would be you would have shot a 200. I mean, if you'd like for Rieger to think he could go out there and only be 30 over, he's on crack. He would have been 100 over.
I know, but the story. Seriously, I would have. All I would have needed. Okay, Jeff.
Crack.
Rico, the pros never struggle besides the U.S. Open. So I love seeing them struggle. It makes me feel good shooting in the 90s all the time. That is Ryan at work. It's only one time a year that the pro golfers face a course like that, which makes the U.S. Open unique. I enjoy watching it every June. Watching pros finish a round, even par once in a while, is completely fine. Seeing every winner finish 20 under par every time gets boring.
Though that's the argument about the Rocket. There's really no drama. Everybody is just rifling that course. They're killing it. It's too easy.
You sign up and you automatically 10 over or 10 under. There you go.
Yes, it's fun to see them struggle sometimes. It's a hard course for a reason. Love it every June. Good, high-quality golf is super boring. Bad golf, like we saw this weekend, is unbearable to watch, though. Hate it, hate it, hate it.
So that's just somebody that just wasn't happy.
Sounds like it. Didn't have a great Father's Day. Wouldn't like watching every tournament be extremely difficult, but I do love the U.S. Open having these tournaments where players look like they want to quit playing midway through the round. It's refreshing.
The refreshing part is it's a reminder of why I refuse to take up the sport. That does not look like fun. I understand. Daylight today. Oh, if you have a Monday off today and you're golfing, I'm sure you'll have a wonderful time unless you're playing. That is, if you're out there playing terrible, I don't know how you have fun. I'm just not wired that way. But man, whether it's Rory. Now see, the Rory thing, he actually made it look cool. Where he threw the club at the bag, but it bounced back at him and like some John Wick, he catches the club. Yeah, I would have caught the club with my chandelier. I would have been on the ground, Nick Lidstrom, ruptured nut. Like that, he caught it and I'm like, no, huh? You or I? Dead.
Which tells me that it's probably wasn't the first time he's done that before, or he was just very lucky.
I don't know how you play golf at a competitive level and have never done that. I'm not telling you it's the best idea. I'm not telling you it should be every time you play. But if you've never had that type of emotional response, I don't know, man. I question the competitive spirit, honestly. I used to love Tiger Woods when he did curse.
Oh.
Remember when they had to start moving the boom mics or tell them to settle down? No, I like that. That's great. Means you care.
You would.
I love that.
You would.
I love it in NBA games when the boom mic picks up some of the nasty bits. That's great. It tells me you care. Mm-hmm. 248-539-9797. So we'll get it started. We'll get to the phones. U.S. Open. Did you enjoy seeing the pros brought to their knees? Or did you wish they got to flex their muscles a little bit more? 3 o'clock. I think the Pistons took a punch to the jaw. Now it's up to Trajan to counterpunch. I'll explain at 3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, if you're just joining, you're in for a treat. If you've been listening, I've said I was going to wait until now. We started the show with a question. Tigers have the best record in baseball. Half game, little tiebreaker, but they have the best record in baseball. But are they really the best team? And ESPN had some things to say, and Odyssey.com Rewind if you want it. But what I wanted to do was this. There has been an obsession in this town with the trade deadline, which kind of flies in the face of you're the best team ever, then why are people so hopped up about the deadline? And mind you, it's not one thing. Bullpen, right-handed bat, pitching, I want to make a case for something that is a hat trick type of deal. It's a deal that makes you, in my mind, the top team in baseball, a team that would be a nightmare for anyone, including the Dodgers or Mets, to face. It is a player you'd be acquiring that enhances, and I would argue maximizes, your Tarek Skubal window. The player I'm speaking of is signed through next year. Maximizing your Skubal window. And most importantly, would allow you to go into a 3-game series and be unbeatable. A 5-game series, nearly unbeatable. And a 7-game series, I don't know that anyone would be favored over you. But here's the kicker. And this is what you do when you're a really good team who's actually serious about your business. By you acquiring this player, you would hurt the New York Yankees, who are really the only, quote, real team anyone fears or cares about in the AL. You would take from them and be better here, because they're going to go after this guy. And you go, but oh my God, Mike, what's the downside? Let's do this deal. Well, the downside is this fan base is kind of bitch made. And you people still, they say.
Very nuanced.
It doesn't require nuance. This fan base still, like I said, like Wojo used to do the reads, nudies. This fan base likes to flip through the nudies that is their farm system, and they don't ever want to trade anybody. And this deal is going to cost you. You're going to bleed. You're going to need some frozen peas, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. It's going to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the player I'm talking about?
I think I do.
Do you want some stats?
I think I do. And Mike, I think for some of the older Tiger fans, it will trigger some PTSD.
Okay. I want to give you.
David knows where I'm at.
Come on. He's a 2.79 ERA. He's on a god-awful baseball team, but he has pitched so far 80 beautiful innings in 14 starts. He strikes out everyone all the time. He's already got 107 strikeouts, 20 walks. This is a player who has won a Cy Young. This is a player who has been to 8 All-Star teams. It's a player on a very affordable 2-year deal that would maximize now and next year to go and win a World Series. And the best part?
Give you a hell of a 1-2 punch.
The best part, he's a lefty. And it would set you up in a playoff series where Skubal in game 1 and this guy in game 3. In the words of Liam Neeson and Marco from Tripoli, good luck. The player I speak of is Chris Sale.
All right, Mr. Funny Man. So how much does it cost?
Ah, you know what it costs me? Everything.
Okay,
now, here's the deal. The Braves, they don't have to trade this player, but they've flatlined. Mm-hmm. This season is done. It's over. And you can get a mint for the best pitcher, arguably, in all of baseball, along with Tarek Skubal. He is a lefty. Again, he's a signed asset. And there's going to be a bidding war. I mean, the Yankees are going to go after him. The Cubs are going to go after him. I would argue the Detroit Tigers, I said all gas, no brakes, right? Think about your rotation all of a sudden if I can go Skubal, Flaherty, Sale. You kidding me? There's your 3-game rotation. Now expand it to game 5. I'm going to go ahead and run Skubal back out there again. Who's beating you? Now we get to the ALCS, and I can have Skubal pitch possibly 3 times. I can have Sale pitch twice. Mm-hmm. 5 out of 7 games, I got the number 1 or number 2 pitcher in the sport on the mound.
Yeah, because at that point, Sale goes to the game 2 starter.
You want your cost of acquisition?
Yeah.
You want to play the Braves or you want me to? Because here's how I'm going to structure this deal. Rico, you're in the luxury polo today. You get your choice.
We're going to choose one. This is a menu.
Okay.
So it's a meat and three sides.
Gotcha.
Here we go. Choose one of Max Clark and Kevin McGonigal. Pick.
I'll take McGonigal.
Okay, he wants the infielder. I need you to choose one of Bryce Rainier, who is out for the year, but highly thought of shortstop. Briseno, who's this monster first base. I think he ends up being a DH hitter. Or Lorenzo, the kid you got in the Flaherty deal last year as a catcher so far. Choose one.
Who are they again?
Rainier, Briseno, Lorenzo. The third, fourth, or fifth rated prospect in this organization. Choose one.
I'll take my chance with Rainier.
Okay. And then I'm giving you don't get a choice. They're much ballyhooed international signing who, according to Major League Baseball, won't be here until 2030, Mr. Chris Rodriguez.
Okay.
That's the package for Chris Sale. You playing ball? Now let's have all the parakeets here. I put the bird seed out. I'm the bird lady in Home Alone 2. Here you go. Land on my head. Whee! Kevin, run! Go ahead. Everybody cry about what it costs. But I want you to argue. I dare you. Argue it wouldn't make you the favorite. Argue it wouldn't give you the absolute best shot to get to the World Series. And then in a 7-game set where anything can happen.
Yeah.
In a minimum of 4 to 7 games, I got Scooble and Sale.
Yeah, your 1-2 is don't. Yeah, basically, if you're the other team, don't fall down 0-2.
You're dead.
Because that's it. Game over.
But you're getting one. This is what I'm asking for if I'm the Braves. One of Clark and McGonigal, one of the non-elite untouchable prospects, which would be a Briseno, a Rainier who's hurt, or Numbnuts, the Lorenzo. And then Chris Rodriguez, I just threw in as that really good international signing, long way away guy, risk it biscuit. Could end up the number one prospect in baseball, right. Could end up out of baseball. You doing the deal? As the Braves, are you doing that?
Yeah, I mean.
Okay,
yeah,
now flip the hat around. As the Tigers, are you paying that price and do you believe what I believe?
If I'm the Tigers, I would do this deal. Yes, I would. I would. I don't think that they would. I would only because I do believe that, contrary to what people believe, there is a countdown clock on how long your window is open, period.
Well, it's tied to Scooble.
And that's what I'm saying. It's 2 years. So I'm going to do everything I can to win the World Series this year and next year. I give myself the best opportunity.
Can I get you his hat?
You probably could find it out there in the street somewhere.
Okay. People, it's simple. Rico's not being negative either. You have the best pitcher in baseball. You think even if you sign Scooble, you think he's going to be this good forever? He's not. Yeah. You have 2 years, this year, next year. Well, why not sync that up with last year's Cy Young Award winner, who is going to end up in pinstripes? Do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? Do you want to face Chris Sale or do you want to have Chris Sale?
You want to have.
You want to face Max Fried and Sale?
No.
You want that?
No, because that's the 1-2 that you're going to put the fear of God in the Yankees by coming out there with Scooble and Sale.
So I want to know if you do the deal. And I dare you to argue it. I dare you to tell me that 65 starts of Chris Sale over 2 seasons. Little less than X. He's already started 14 this year. I apologize. 50 starts in 2 years to maximize your Scooble window and give you an option if you wanted to deal Scooble at the winter meetings.
Right.
That if somehow Satan, a.k.a. Scott Boras, tells you openly we're not coming back, tells you he wants 43 a year, it gives you a hedge. Mm-hmm.
And here's the other thing. You get to keep Max Clark because unless the Braves just totally sell everything, they're loaded in the outfield. So they really don't have a need for
him. How about the part where you keep him from the Yankees?
Yeah.
How about that part?
No, see, that's right there. But I think for a lot of Tiger fans, they're looking at the long term. The selling point makes sense, what you're saying, keep him from the Yankees. But long term, we get to keep Max Clark here too. great. Hey, let's make the deal. It's a win-win either
honest
way.
Honest to God with this Max Clark way. Stuff.
Okay, bottom line. You know what? Out of spite, I hope they trade him. I'm just saying, if at that point, they don't need outfielders.
Okay, but people, here's a question. Where is everybody? Where are all the chuckleheads? Go ahead. Tell me I'm on crack. Tell me I'm a bleephole. Tell me I'm mean. Do whatever you like. Or hear me out, you can't. Because what I have presented you is absolutely your best shot to win a World Series. It's absolutely the right thing to do. And it maximizes having the greatest pitcher in the game in Tarek Skubal.
Yeah, but I think it also, it's a tough pill to swallow because you're also saying that you agree that there's probably a two-year window. And you don't want to think
that. No, it's not about this hard and fast rule. What I'm saying is, Rico, there's good, better, and best.
Yes, I'm okay? with you.
Like, I don't know, it's a car wash. There's good, better, best.
You want the undercoat.
I want
the
best. Underwax. I want the next 2 years to be best shot. It doesn't mean after 2 years they can't get it done.
No, you're right, because right now you have a good shot. And the good shot
normally
means...
You wear a shirt
means-
like that to the car wash, you're getting the best.
A good shot means congratulations, you made the playoffs, and you won't win at all. The best shot means, because point blank, if you can't beat the two New York teams or the LA Dodgers, then you're not going to win the World Series. Because it's going to come down to you may have to play two of those three teams. Can you do it? Do you have the pitching staff to do that? Because right now, you don't have the starting pitching to do that.
It's just, hey guys.
You want to help your relievers? Come out with better starters.
Bottom line, signed asset. Playoff proven. Cy Young winner. It puts a second elite lefty in your rotation. The idea of an opposing team staring down, as Rico so eloquently said, an 0-2 deficit in a playoff series and you got to see Sale? Or, oh God, we've got to face Skubal and Sale maybe back-to-back, depending on how the series was structured, back-to-back in a game 6 and/or 7?
Mm-hmm.
Argue it. Look, Tarek Skubal's here now. I'm not worried about 3 years from now. He's here now, and he's here next year. But hear me when I say this. It's not scare tactic. It would give you leverage that if the negotiations don't go well, you know what you get to do in the offseason? See ya. And you restock the cupboard for what the hell you just traded. Because you'll have a Cy Young lefty at the top of your rotation for the year.
That works.
Or do what Wojo does. Keep flipping through your nudies about your farm system.
What are you getting frustrated for?
Because I know this fan base.
Give them an opportunity
you
to
talk about trading
you.
Their farm toys. They turn into gremlins.
No, but they should be happy because their best farm toy will still be here.
No. No, out of spite.
So you're going to move him along.
Max Clark and his Cuban links, gone.
Don't think
all that swag in the outfield, say goodbye.
Don't think he's going to sit down, Michael Harris. So.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I've asked a couple of questions. Panthers win the Stanley Cup. What can we learn from them? I think it's the value of pro scouting. I think it's a complete lie, and I think it's actually offensive when GMs do this in all sports, the draft, develop, sign thing. The reality is if you want to get great, not good, and you want to win it all, you're never going to be able to do it all in-house. And the Panthers, the secret to the sauce for them, only 20% of the guys on that team were drafted. They traded and acquired the rest, and they're damn good at it. What is it, Bill Zito or whatever the hell his name is? Like, look at the Wings, pro scouting, and look at theirs. So that was one. The other is, what, if anything, can Yzerman do to regain your trust and your faith, to get you excited about this team? Because right now, as Rico so eloquently put it, when we did the ranking of GMs yesterday, people started in with the jokes. It wasn't us.
Yeah.
We took it serious, named all four guys, and gave a case. People started calling in, and they were basically like Big Bird from Sesame Street and then Yzerman.
Yeah. Me playing Madden as a GM.
Right, GM of the Flint Firebirds, then Yzerman. It's like, it was bad yesterday. So, okay, what does he have to do? Like, I have a feeling Aaron Ekblad won't be enough. And again, if I got to have another one of these folksy, oh, he's adorable, Wyatt Roberts, Northville kid or whatever it is. Like, who cares? I got that confused last segment. I apologize. I'm in a very angry mood today. But yes, Robertson, Northville, the whole thing. Ekblad, not.
We're going to get you a chopper home.
I would just take an iced coffee at this point. But my whole idea is it would have to be an atom bomb of an offseason. Yzerman basically would have to break character from everything he is here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about shipping guys out. I'm talking about major, as you put it, like the old ESPN alerts on your phone back when ESPN was a real company mm-hmm. that actually did sports. Like, that's what would get me back.
I mean, kind of like, Mike, I remember I was pulling into a parking lot when Stafford got traded. And I had to, whoa, wait a minute. Let me just park the car. Let me double check and make sure this is real. Wow, this just went down. Yeah, because as David and I said, he's had the little moves that, okay, Stevie, we trust you. Let's see you cook. Let's see what you do. But your little moves haven't done anything.
No.
So maybe kind of scrap the program, ball up that piece of paper, and let's just go big or go home. Because you've been here and we haven't seen anything. The fact that every team other than the Red Wings have gone to the playoffs and won a game or won games and you haven't, that should be the driving force of you're the worst team in Detroit professionally. And that's not me being mean. That's just facts.
Ekblad's from Windsor. That's all it is. Only players we sign. You got to pray to God they're from around here. Is that what we're doing?
Went to Michigan.
I just, David, what do the ticket texters have to say? You tell me.
I am so checked out on Yzerman and the Wings. I just don't care. My LCA money goes to the Pistons until it turns around.
All right, so there's one who says there's nothing he can do. He's checked out.
This is another person says, what I want is to see Hall, Comper, Kopp, and Tarasenko and the like gone. That may get me back.
Well, I think that has to be part of the calculus of this. I don't think it could just be an offseason of adding. I think Yzerman has to identify some of the mistakes that have been made, and he's going to pay dearly to get rid of them. And it'll be a Wallman situation again, except these guys actually stink.
Trade Larkin. Make a statement. He's not a captain. He would be a great Robin to a Batman. That would get me back. They need to add a strong culture, Setters. It starts there. This team even has bars between the GM and the captain. You need those experienced culture drivers to transform the locker room. The Wings need to model after the Panthers with size and physicality. That's why Bennett and Ekblad are my top two targets. Yes, I'm looking at you, Larkin.
And it's funny, they got Bennett for basically nothing. Pro scouting. There has to be a change there. And the pro scouting, when you look at the signings and the trades at the pro level, not the drafting, it's bottom three in the league. Go look at it. So we can get to the people. I appreciate it, David. See where everybody's at. Tony's up next, 97.1. Tony, what's going on, bud?
Hey, fellas, first-time caller here. The reason I'm calling is because of your asinine remarks about this Yzerman deal. Here's the deal. Hockey's a different game than the NBA, the MLB. You just watched Edmonton. What do you want the Wings to do? Go out and make one or two big splashes? Edmonton just got their brakes beat off with the two best players in the entire world.
In the Stanley Cup final back-to-back years while you can't get off your own toilet seat. Great comp, Tony.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm just saying, this is what you guys want. You want big splashes.
Yes, to make the Stanley Cup finals, Tony? Let me get this straight. Your angle is to tell me that I'm supposed to be embarrassed that the Oilers made the finals and they ran into a wagon? That's your angle?
Well, they're not going to win a cup in the next 5 years here, bud. You guys don't know hockey. You guys talk out of your butt all day long about this, and you don't even understand what it takes from a developmental standpoint into the show as to how to get guys ready. Also, Chris Draper runs the pro scouting.
And he sucks.
I don't know who you're deferring the blame to.
He sucks. Your pro scouting sucks. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong, hard guy.
Suck. It does suck.
Okay, so I don't know what I'm talking about, but yet I'm right. Which is it?
You two suck worse at talking about hockey.
Okay, good.
No understanding of how it's
about. You're right. You're right. Even though you just agreed with the tenet of my entire argument, put your other hand on the wheel and off of your ball bag. Have a good day. So you can't say, now I got this. You can't say you don't know what you're talking about when you agree with everything I just said. Then your other angle was this.
This is right here, yes.
No, because here's my other problem. While his hand was on his shift knob, what do you want him to do? Be like Edmonton? What do you mean? And make back-to-back cup finals? They came up short. They lost the game 7 last year. Your comp is that what? Somehow Edmonton is this egregiously awful thing because they ran into what? A modern dynasty? Tone, try again. Try a different day part. The whole you don't know puck thing is lame. It's lame. Because here's the bottom line. This is what Wings Nerd does. If you critique God, you don't know puck. This was the same angle that people like Tony took on PK Subban. When Subban trashed Yzerman, well, he doesn't know puck. Well, that's kind of a problem being that he was a high-level player for the better part of a decade.
Correct. No, and the fact that he said, well, you know, well, look at, you know, Edmonton, the Oilers, they had these star players and they lost. As you, I was about to say, you said it first.
The finals.
Like, they lost in the final, and last year they lost in game 7. So, yeah, because at that point, we're talking about what's that one move that Yzerman needs to make to get them over the top the way we talk about the Lions right now. Nobody says that, man, this team sucks. No, it's what can you do to win the title because you're so close?
Here's the other problem, too. There's a myriad of problems with Tony's call. This whole idea that the NHL is just so much more different than every other sport, it's really not. Now, I will agree with you, it's different than the NFL.
And they don't pay people. That's why it's different.
No, 1,000% different than the NFL and a turnaround. But to suggest it's that different from baseball, it's not. Your levels of the minor leagues.
I was about to say, the comp is baseball.
It is, and it's hard to do. But we're in year 7. Your pro scouting sucks. You called a radio show to say, well, you don't know what you're talking about. You made a god-awful point with Edmonton. Then you agreed with my point about pro scouting. Not quite sure what the issue is.
Yeah, I was wondering where he was going with Draper. I thought he was going to defend him, and he was like, well, no, it's not. But we just didn't know.
Yeah, and it's not deferring blame. Yzerman runs the show.
Right.
Yzerman doesn't take orders from anyone. He rubber stamps every move. So it is laid bare at his feet.
But I don't think you can compare the Wings to the Oilers because that is – I'm sorry.
for somebody who doesn't know puck. That makes no sense because, yes, you're not going to get angry because a team lost in back-to-back Stanley Cup. Just to a team that's, you know what, a mini dynasty right now. They're one win away from actually being a dynasty, three in a row. Yeah.
And again, the asinine comment of him being the worst GM in the city. Really? Well, let's take stock of the other franchises. The Pistons went from 14 to 40-plus wins and almost beat the Knicks in the playoffs. The Lions are the kings of the city. And Scott Harris has the Tigers with the best record in baseball. Where would you have me put Iserman, T-Bone? Where would you have me put him?
And if I'm correct, I think Iserman had a two-year head start on all of them.
But again, hockey is things and stuff.
Right, David? He had a two-year head start.
I think you're right.
He had a two-year head start on all those other teams.
I have no problem if you disagree with what I'm saying. I have a problem when you agree with what I'm saying and then you want to insult me. That's not going to work. That's just silly. 248-539-9797. Well, again, that's the defense mechanism because they can't argue the actual point that their demigod has done a terrible job. It hasn't been a good job. Argue it. 6 years, no playoffs. What should you say? Good gravy. It is Friday. Great to have everybody with us. The band is back together, minus Kenny. We got a lot to do. Rico.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be a busy show.
You know what?
Let's get to it.
Don't start.
By the way, we complete the strongest. Got him. The strongest week of polo shirts in Rico's career. Another PGA banger on the docket today from you. This is big. Summer's here, and so's the fashion.
Well, you know what? This was like close to Floral Friday. So
right. Well, you have to be at work to celebrate Floral Friday. So listen, let's just dive in.
Work.
So
nope, not doing it.
He started this.
I did. It's going to be a good show today. But I do want to start. I want to give you and David a chance to comment on something that I presented to the people between Tiger games. And look, it's a different audience, right? It's I want to give this a real shot today versus like the hors d'oeuvre yesterday. So I was very upset. I came on the air. Bobby Marks, ESPN. Now, I like Bobby Marks. I do. What I don't like is feeling like, once again, my city is being told, accept less. Lower your horizons. And what I don't like is when we're victims of cliche. Meaning, well, it's Detroit. The only guys you want and or can get are gritty, dryhards.
Know your lane.
Yes. Now, I want to present this quickly, and then it's going right to you guys. Because I said everything I could possibly say yesterday. Bobby Marks said, oh, the best fits for the Pistons. Bobby Portis, a whopping 13-8, and a guy who's going to be 31 this season. A reserve on any championship-caliber team. And Naz Reid. And what I wrote in my notes yesterday, this is a direct quote. Oh, goody, another sixth man type, 14-6, complete ghost in playoffs every year, barely averages 10. And wouldn't start for you because you have Tobias. Now, the one thing I'll say is if you like Naz Reid, I know you like him, fine enough. Then there has to be a secondary move that gets Tobias out of here,
right?
And you're gonna play Naz Reid 40 minutes a night. The point I'm making is this isn't good enough. And I had a major disagreement with Doug. Doug did a separate presentation. Doug was, I thought we were gonna need some wet wipes in here. Doug was very, he was, oh yes, please. And I'm like, okay, answer this question. Mm-hmm. If I bring in these two players, but it's at the cost of Beasley, Hardaway Jr., Schroeder, are you better at all? And if so, isn't it only incremental?
No, because to me, this is the equivalent of moving across the street.
Yep.
You got a better view of the other side of the street. You didn't really go anyplace. No, I'm I'm with you. I don't like the fact that when it's just staying your lane, you got to get that type of person that fits your grit, your culture. No, you don't. You can go out there and get whatever player you want, and you can write your own story. And that's what I'm really hoping that Trajan does with this team. He went out. He made some moves last year. They were smaller moves. I'm expecting bigger moves, especially last night after watching the Pacers. And I'm sitting there saying, this could be you. This could be you. The Pacers were not afraid to go out and be bold. They weren't afraid to go out and make a deal. They weren't like, oh, we got to keep our guys because we got to keep this together. No, their two main stars, neither one of them were drafted by the team. They were okay with going out there and getting a piece to the puzzle. I am with you, Mike. You have Cade Cunningham. You have to go out there and you have to get somebody who can help him, who can be his Siakam.
Yeah.
Who can, because when I'm looking at the Pacers, I'm telling, at the beginning of the year, no one saw this, Mike. They're 48 minutes away from being your NBA champions, and nobody outside of the state of Indiana even remotely saw this. You would have been laughed at and mocked if you said, hey, the Pacers are going to win the whole thing.
And by the way, just to back Rico's point, don't overlook the Siakam thing. That was three players and I think three first-round picks to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I just want to know what you need. Like, I'm sorry, but this idea that, look, incremental moves, 99 times out of 100 net incremental improvement. The Pistons need a Robin for Cade's Batman. Like, what Orlando did, the brilliance of what Orlando did is, oh, well, Bane's their third best, and you love that move. They already have Wagner and Banchero. It's a different thing.
They already had a three. They really added a fourth.
You had a star and you signed Naz Reid? Different conversation. I want to know what you need. Look, if you like these two players and you like the cliche and you want incremental, fine. But let me caution you on something. Look at your payroll allocation. 26 for Tobias, 15 for Beef Stew. That's 41. 9 for Fontecchio. That's $50 million in nothingness on guys that are bench players on true championship teams. So why would I add to that $50 million another, call it
20.
$38
million? Okay.
20 for Nas, 17 or 18 for Portis. So $88 million of bench player on championship team. It doesn't make sense.
No, I'm with you. But not everybody feels that way.
Well, ESPN loves to just, here you go, little Detroit, take this stuff. I want excellence. I want a major move because I agree with Rico. This could be you.
I mean, if you're a Pistons fan, and I get it, they're in the East and you have to play them, you should be looking at the Pacers right now. You should be rooting for the Pacers because the Pacers can be you next year. You can do what they did and just win. And every time people said, well, they're not good enough, wait, we are. And here we are, game 7, OKC. And honestly, I don't know who's going to win that game. They have a legitimate chance of winning it. That could be you, Pistons, but you got to make a move.
So if you're off, answer it this way. If your offseason is Naz Reid and Bobby Portis, your reaction is what? 248-539-9797. Let's get into it to start the show. I got to do a couple segments on this yesterday, and then Tigers were playing again. I really want to hear from people because next week is the NBA draft. And for all intents and purposes, the offseason absolutely kicks off. You are, according to Shams Charania and Brian Windhorst, you're going to see a flurry of action in and around the draft. Well, I'd like the Pistons to be a part of it. David, what are your thoughts? Bobby Portis, Naz Reid.
Naz Reid would be fine enough. Bobby Portis would be fine enough. And that's not enough for me. I need more. I am trying to push myself in the belief that they actually make the move that they're supposed to make. But this is, you have to make something else along with this. That's what this is. Bobby Portis is good. They're good, but that's not what we need to finish the team. We would need more to pair with Cade. That would be the addition of Bane, would be like an addition of Portis. You get what I'm saying? Like a third, fourth option. Mm-hmm,
that's right.
We need more than that. We need more than that. If you don't get anything other than that, I'm disappointed this offseason.
Yeah, you need a star. I mean, the bottom line, it's what Rico referenced with Indiana. I would say the same thing. And obviously, I understand Oklahoma City drafted Jalen Williams. Well, all Jalen Williams did was basically be Rookie of the Year. I think he finished second in Rookie of the Year voting. Don't crush me if I'm off by one on that. But he was awesome to start. Immediate 20-point guy in year two. He's all NBA by year three. Mm-hmm. Okay? He's a superstar. I know nobody can pick out Jalen Williams. I know nobody watched him at Santa Clara. I understand. Bottom line, he's a superstar. SGA, superstar, and traded for. You have to make a trade. I just do not see a world that the development leads to this team taking a leap. Yeah. Because if you wait, well, guess what's going to happen? They're going to put the Celtics back together when JT's foot gets reattached. The time is now. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, but Bobby Marks and ESPN and all the national media always overlooking us and telling us, here's table scraps, enjoy it. Why? You've got to make a trade.
Because Detroit just kind of does that, Mike. They rarely go for that bold move where you're like, wow. Even when they got the name in Iverson, the bold move, he was at the tail end of his career. And at that point, nobody really wanted him, and he came here and did nothing. So, yeah, when you think of the Pistons especially, it's always, well, you kind of get this guy, and it has to fit that gritty, tough, going to work, back to work, whatever, punching the time clock type of mentality. And I say, to hell with that. Go out there and get somebody who can help you win. Go and get a player who on any given night can outscore Cade if he has to.
And also, here's the other thing for me. Again, phone lines are wide open. We can just get into it. 248-539-9797. Do you know what incremental and middling moves look like? The Red Wings. That's what you end up with. I don't think you can do that. I'm with Rico, is that you make a trade. And by the way, Orlando, no one wants to play there. Orlando is not a major market. Orlando, it's an awful place.
It's a great suburb, though.
Horrific suburb of Apopka. But guess what Orlando did? They worked in silence. Uh-huh. They acquired a player who you didn't really know was available, and they made a bold swing. And I think they are absolutely better than you.
And it's funny that you say that, because you always hear, well, people only want to play in Miami, or they want to play in L.A., they want to play in all these. If you are winning, they will go and play there, plain and simple. You don't have to be this great market, because here's the thing. You can go move, keep your house and whatever, but you come to Detroit to win. And if Cade is what everybody thinks he is, he should be on the phone trying to facilitate something. He should be in Trajan's ear saying, here's a list of players that I kind of talk to that maybe you want to give their agent a call, and maybe we can work this thing out and get here. You have to find somebody who can go out there and on any given night
drop 25.
Up 25 points, outscore Cade. K's having a bad day. Don't worry about it. I got you back. I scored all the points. We won that game.
And the secondary discussion is, why are we always supposed to demand less? Like in this, look, you know our blueprint for the Wings, the blueprint for the Pistons, the blueprint for the Lions, which they did not want to follow. And the Tigers, look, they're going to chart their own course. They're awesome. But I think you can get way more awesome. Why do I sound like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure? I just use the phrase way more awesome. What am I, 14-year-old from Santa Monica? Look, it's right there for the Pistons. And Rico and I very rarely agree on something like fully. I've watched the finals and I'm going, this can be us. Mm-hmm. Very, not easily, but it's not a cosmic fever dream.
No, it's not. I hearken back to your whole Zion. I'm like, okay, you know what? If you put Zion on this team, and I'm not saying it has to be Zion, it has to be another piece, but you needed something. And if the Pistons had that piece, I think they all get over the hump with the Knicks, and who's to say that they are not the team traveling to OKC this Sunday for Game 7?
248-539-9797. We'll get with the people next. We'll get the ticket text. 97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.